Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, your Law of Attraction coach. Today, we'll speak about nothing changes until we do. So stick around. Welcome back, everyone. 5 episodes ago, we discussed the Dominating Edge morning routine. And then with the most recent 4 episodes, we went over each step individually. And I'm wondering at this point if you know what those steps are. Can you say them right now? No judgment from me. Do you remember them? What's the first one? Gratitude, right? The minute we're conscious in bed in the morning. Next, quieting the mind, sitting in silence. Third, animating our future. That's visualizing the life of our dreams. And then finally, active co-creation. Going out into the day and taking action. So let me congratulate those of you that did remember them. But mostly those of you that are practicing them daily. You, by taking control of your thoughts first thing in the morning, will experience massive positive change in your life. Believe it to be true. I know it for you. For now, you might be practicing each of these for just 1 minute. That's awesome. You know, eventually the goal is to take 1% of the morning. That's just 14 minutes in the morning to make the other 99% of your day better. So that would look something like this. First, a couple of minutes of gratitude in bed, and then 5 minutes of quieting the mind. That's sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, eyes closed, following your breath, following the rising and falling of your chest. And then another few minutes of box breathing or gazing. Box breathing we've talked about. I don't know if we've talked about gazing, but that's just finding a spot on the wall, having a candle flame, finding a certain spot or pattern on a bedspread and just staring at that with blinking as little as possible, which helps to quiet the mind. And then finally, a couple minutes of animating our future. And that's envisioning in detail with emotion the life of your dreams. Okay? So what are you willing to do to attract the life of your dreams? The income of your dreams, the relationship or job or body of your dreams. Now, for those of you that are not yet practicing each morning, what I want you to remember is nothing changes until you do. Nothing. We have to be willing to take the steps necessary to harness our distracted mind. And that starts first thing in the morning. According to the National Science Foundation, the average person has about 12 to 60,000 thoughts per day. Now, of those, 80% are negative and 95% are repetitive. If we repeat those negative thoughts, we think negative way more than we think positive. And if we keep thinking the same, our life can't change. It can't get better. You know, underlying thoughts and beliefs like I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not handsome enough, I'll never be able to have it, I'll never be able to do it, I'll never be able to achieve it. What is it you're telling yourself? We must think a new thought. We must think a higher thought. Whenever you think a negative thought, counter it with a positive one. Continue doing that, and eventually you'll rewrite that old program with your truth and manifest that in your life. The quickest way to bring massive positive change to your life is to start or stay with these morning routine practices. Consistency in these practices will allow you to become more and more aware of your thoughts and emotions and slowly eliminate those that do not serve you. Listen, I want you to take control of that little voice in your head. It won't be easy. It's taken you your entire life to plant these thoughts, some of them negative, and ideas into your subconscious. But it's time to take control. If we keep doing what we've always done, we'll keep getting what we've always gotten. So join me in these morning practices. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. I know your day today will be amazing.